So is there any question, anything that somehow you feel like bringing in? Yeah, well, I think what Noami was saying in that specific quotation, I think was more like the displays of movement, like meaning more like this longing that makes you move towards, you know. This movement is maybe making you move towards the place where there is no movement. Somehow, you know, like this is, like you were saying, like by being inspired by that, by really listening this longing, that will make you move to the place where there is no movement, you know. So in that sense. But what you are saying also like is different, but also is like same, you know, somehow, like.
Do you know
what
I mean? Like the sense of like it's so out of my hands.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so much, there's like everything's so interwoven and intricate and vast and moving.
Yeah.
And somehow we're all just in this movement.
Yeah. Yeah, but this, because this is new, then is amazing, you know? Like, not only amazing, because it is amazing, but it's a little overwhelming now. No? It's like so much, you know, everything is so interconnected, like so big, that there is, you know, like it's not only this finger moving, like it's as if the whole universe is moving with this finger, you know. But so now the experience is coming, but it's like overwhelming. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, it's like too much, you know, from where I can start, you know, what is in my hands or not, you know, like it's overwhelming. It's new, it's overwhelming, you know.
I don't know that. I don't feel
Because then it's so normal, you know.
Huh? Humble.
Yeah.
I feel very humble by it. Like I'm bowing down to it. That kind of thing.
Yeah. But because, like, you know, there is this saying, Yeah. Someone said something, and then this is called saying, you know. So this saying that actually said that, you know, like, first, the trees are trees and the mountains are mountains. Yeah? And this is where most of the people are living in this. Trees are trees, mountains are mountains, so flat, you know. And then we go through stage in our process where, you know, trees are not trees and mountains are not mountains. Like, it's like, oh, this tree is like, it contains the whole movement, you know. It's like, it's divine, you know, like, oh, it's God itself, you know. Like, we go through this process, which is totally, like, necessary, yes, you know. But then another stage comes where tree is tree and mountain is mountain again, you know. This is what I mean. So also, like, in that sense, if we, you know, like, when it is like, oh, is in this stage of like, oh, you know, oh my God, I said overwhelming, maybe it's not overwhelming, but it's like, you know, sense of like, or bowing down, you're saying. Like, when trees come to be trees again and mountains again, that the sentence is like same as from the beginning, but the reality is like totally different way of perceiving it, then there is no problem. Like, there is no, like, story behind. There is no, there is some, like, totally, like, wow, you know, but at the same time, it's like the more normal thing in the world. Like, there is not even, like, adjective you can add, like, not even big, small. It's just like, of course. Like, how, you know, how was possible that, you know, I saw flat before, you know?
And this, of course,
yeah,
is still as juicy. Like, it's a juicy.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's a fun question, because this is, like, it somehow this is one of our biggest fears also. Really, like, you know, like, because if we go through one experience and that becomes big, then everything is so juicy and so exciting, you know. And then suddenly, like, if you hear this, like, oh, then trees are trees, mountains are mountains, then it's almost really scary, like, ah, you know, like, then where is the juiciness? Like, that will be like living in black and white, kind of, you know. It sounds like, you know. Of course, it's a Zen story, I think, so it needs to sound black and white, kind of. But, you know, but, like, this is the miracle that happens, that in this, like, absolute simplicity, like, radical simplicity, where no adding is possible, in that, like, you know, like, we could say it's so juicy, but that also would be extra to say, you know. It's just, like, so, like, this, that not even, oh, it's perfect, or, ah, the present moment, like, no, it's extra, you know, it's this, but, you know, like, and this contains everything, like, you either see or not, but to add is, like, filigree, kind of, like, and we can do, that doesn't mean that we are not allowed to add, you know, but just to, you know, something like that. So I would say, like, really, like, this, would that be juicy? Is a very, very human and very, very, actually, very beautiful question, you know? It's not like, it's really beautiful, like, question and wonder, you know? But to really, like, to really have the courage to go with it, you know? To go to this direct, through this to this direction which really seems like it's going nowhere. Because you are going back to this like tree and mountain, you know. And it's little drastic, little terrible, but it's like everything, you know. So like to really like not to be afraid to lose that juiciness, you know. To really like go and see where that leads. You know? And then something better than juiciness comes. You know? Ji? Kelly Ji?
Yesterday in Ajay's talk, we talked about grace some.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could give your experience of what it means to connect with the grace of a guru, like its importance in the process, and your experience of it.
Because I think, like, few days ago, maybe 7 days ago, I said, like, there is help that wants to help. And so how we find a way, like, there is help that wants to help. This is the situation. Point. Then, our business is to find this way to meet this help, who wants to help. So it's not like we have to convince this help to, but we have to, you know, like, oops, you know. So that would be one way of speaking about the same grace. And, you know, about the guru or about this help that wants to help. Or, you know, I think I mentioned about, you know, that this help that wants to help, like sometimes, like some traditions say that this is enlightenment, the energy of enlightenment people. You know, some traditions say like father, like, and go, we could go on, you know. But so basically this energy, it acts as bridge, you know, there where we cannot reach anymore, like there is a movement that we can move towards, there is something that is in our hands to do, but up to here, let's say, you know, like oops, up to here. All this was in our hands to do, or is in our hands to do, right? But from here on, it seems like there is a river in between, and we need some little boat, you know? And this boat is what would be like this help, or guru, or grace, you know? So what is in our hands to do is really sit on the edge of the river, you know? And really like sit there and putting our eyes in the other side of the river, so to really feel that, you know. But then some guy needs to come and carry without paying any rupee, kind of. I just, you know, bring to the other side, you know. Like, yeah, so this is.
So, just happen? Like, if you don't go and. You say you just sit on one side of the river and look at the other side of the river?
Yeah.
You don't, like, sit on one side of the river and, like, walk around everywhere looking for grace?
Yeah, but, yeah, for many of us, you know, we are in India, you know, so we are walking a little too far to go to look for this grace, you know. Yeah, but it's somewhere in between. Like, we could say, like, if I would have been sitting in Barcelona, would also, would have come. But also, like, whatever is in my hands, even if that includes to really move and seek and try to find other people and all this. So, this is in my hands to do. So therefore, like, why not, you know? And in more inwardly sense, is this which we are saying, like, to really find our own practice, you know? So this would be, like, to really, like, find that which helps us to connect with this other side of the river, you know. And this is very, very specific. And even in one single sitting, like, we can be, like, as if we are kind of, like, scanning, kind of, and trying to find this. It's very, 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 like, extremely specific, you know. So it wants a little time to find it. Yeah, to find like the way to connect with this other side, with this health.
And how do you know when
you connected? That you know, because then it's like nothing is that obvious in nothing has been that obvious in your life. You know, it's like that. It's like, ah, of course, you know, like it's kind of obvious.
Wouldn't it be helpful to be on the side of the river that you're on as well? You know, be present, be kind of totally with.
Yeah.
Sort of, what am I trying to say? So that you're not taking yourself away from
Because
why would one side be any different from the other side? I mean.
Yeah. Like, because. Like, if you are here wanting to be there, then you are not here, not there. Yeah? Like, it's... Yeah, it doesn't work, basically, you know? But if we are here, like, totally here, but at the same time, like, there is this... somewhere, this discomfort, like, something that knows that is made for... light, you know, to say in this world, you know. And you know, and this light is not like, as we were saying with the tree example, like, it's not like in the other side will be different things, but just to enlighten that which is here, you know. So fully being here, like, so in a way, like, it's not, it doesn't need to be contradictory, like, to be where we are, you know, with our ups and downs and all this dance going on, but at the same time, like, being in touch with that which, like, the direction of our soul, basically, you know. Soul is going there, and then we manage to believe that we are separate from this soul and we can make our own business, you know. So in that sense we'll be like, yeah, we can make our own business, but better not to forget about this soul that is going somewhere also. And this would be like, you know, putting it together and... Yeah, like, it's a little too complicated words for me, because I used to escape from physics class, but yeah, it would be like, first, you see the tree as flat, right? And in the third stage, like, you see like more than tri-dimensional, but we could say like three-dimensional, you know? Like you don't, it's not like, first the tree is separate from everything. It's just a tree, you know? And you can do whatever you want with this tree, you know? Because it's separate and disconnected, you know? And in the third stage, like, it's so obvious that this tree, like, word went. That this tree contains everything, you know? So we could say, like, by seeing this tree, you totally see God, you know? Like, using God's, like, this kind of language. Yeah, but the second stage is you see God and it's like, oh my God, this tree is God, you know? You're discovering that, and it's little, you're freaking out about this new stage, kind of, you know? And the third one is so natural that there is no drama involved, you know? And it feels that it's very difficult to actually, like, you know, not many people have the courage to keep on working to this third stage. Because we want to feel that there is something special, you know. We want to feel that there is, you know, that we discovered something and that our life makes sense because blah, 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 you know. And this extreme simplicity where everything can be seen, but there is no drama, like, it's as if we are not anywhere, kind of. We don't exist as a, you know, as an idea or as an identity, like, you know, like, it's just like so, like, yeah, okay.
Is the first stage the last stage?
Huh?
Is the first stage the last stage, in your opinion?
What?
Is the first stage, this stage with no drama, is it the last stage?
Yeah, because then it's like, it's so life in, yeah, like, then, yeah, there is no story, yeah. There is no need to make up a story in order to exist, you know. All this has been erased, you know.
Because what I'm asking about myself is, like, that there are moments in which, yes, I feel the full presence of God, like, full love, full meaning of life, you know. But then maybe the minute after or the day after, I just come back to, you know, the body, the attachment, and this and that. So I'm asking myself, what? So is it fake, the feeling that I had before, or maybe it's just because it's still this second stage? I don't know.
Yeah, because this is glimpse of that which could be, you know, that glimpse of our potential. But then we see the glimpse, and then automatically, like, somehow we say, oi, 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 I go back home, kind of, you know, like, you know, this kind of, we freak out even about the good things, you know, like, we see this, and we say, yeah, but wait a second, you know, I'm from Italy, and I'm this size, and my name is this, you know, like, we put our feet in the ocean, and then it's as if we put it in this Atlantic, you know, like, you know, like, you go out, you know. Quick, you know, we keep saying, I want to melt in the sea, but as soon as we lose little finger, like, we make it again, kind of, you know, make sure that doesn't go away, you know. So it takes time to really, like, you know, allow this to happen, to lose this fear of being melted, you know. Yeah, but this is authentic. It's not like, you know, it's not fake, but it's just like, needs more like trust in that and like giving, you know, space to that and, yeah.
Just a couple of things that came up as people were speaking. Can I share them?
Yeah. Yeah, if they come from your experience. Yeah.
So one of them was that the Sufis talk about the sort of journey of awakening, and they describe how you go from identification with the world of separation and of the dual to that place of identification and understanding, really seeing grace in things, really seeing, you know, the state that Becca's talking about, the luminous. and that there's a time in your journey, and it's something I've experienced over quite a prolonged period of time, where you know that place. No division, and that the pitfalls there are of becoming identified at the personality level with that place. And as you say, you know, the challenge is to come back to a place where there's space between you and other things, you know. And it reminded me of, you know, that Jack Kornfield book, After the Ecstasy of Indra, that there can be a real attachment to that place because it feels so good, you know. So that just came, the Sufi way of describing it, I think is, I remember reading it and it being really helpful. Just how there is a time when you have to accept a kind of conscious separation, you know, that you're back functioning in the mundane world, but with new eyes that are different, deep sense as well. So that came, and then something else just quite separately was how when you were describing just now about really surrendering to that state of grace of you know, separation, really experiencing that, and just remembering someone saying to me how often the mind will, when you come out of that space, often the mind will try to tell you it never happened because it wasn't the mind that experienced it. And that's just something to, I think someone said to me that the mind will piss on the luminous, you know, if you try and put out the light of that. That's how they described it. And I find that helpful. And just the last thing is how my experience is that although there is this prolonged period sometimes that it's different for different people of being really in that place of wonder and awe, and when you first really find it. And then where there is coming out of it, back to that where trees are trees and mountains are mountains, that life still is in cycles and takes you back into that place at different times, you know, that it's not gone. I think that was what came to share.
Thank you.
Like, if I can say more about the tree contains everything, because it has everything, like, I think you know. Like, in a very natural way, like, you see this tree and you see the whole creation there. You know, like, you see everything there. You know. And still is a tree, and still, you know, it's so simple. And you can cut one branch if you need wood. You know, it's so like, you know, it's not like, therefore this tree is so special, you know. The only difference is like, because so special is everything the whole time, you know. The only difference is that in this third stage, like, you deeply know that, you know. So it's like every second is wow, you know, it's so amazing. But without having to confirm it, without having to confirm that it's amazing, you know. You know. Like now, we have a glimpse of that, and we want to write books about that, you know. And we want to call our friends and tell them, you know. And, you know, sometimes we freak out and it's like, oh, this is what's happening, you know. Like, it's like, you know, or we cry, you know. But this other place is, you are seeing the same. But it's like, of course it's like this, you know. It's not like, ah, my God, it's like, it's just like, you know, so amazing and so obvious that there is no freaking out space, you know, there is. Yeah. A what?
If you replace the beautiful imagery with something very ugly, what happens?
The same.
Seeing the whole universe.
Yeah. This is also the problem, because, you know, like, we say yes as long as it's a tree, you know. But then, when we see something ugly, then we say, ah, everything but this, you know, kind of, you know. And this, when this experience comes, like, there is no selection, you know. And this is also why, and, you know, this is also why in this stage, like, it's very difficult to have, like, strong, how is it, judici? Juicio?
Judgment,
you know. Yeah, in the sense of, like, even something that is, like, we would say, we agree that is ugly, in that experience, we don't feel it ugly, like, ugly, like, we see the same in this tree or in this car, you know, and it's like, you know.
What about violence and suffering? Like, how is it possible that from pure love is coming violence or suffering? whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there is so much violence. And sometimes it's like, yes, you're beautiful girl, but then you can explain it so much.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to try to explain, you know, but, you know, it feels to me that also there is space for that, you know, and like you can say like it's not okay, and at the same time you can say it's okay, you know. So the whole, yeah, so also all our understanding about what Ajay was talking yesterday, like about help, changes because everything like goes around, you know, also like, so things don't come from idea of helping or not helping, but really like, you know, being open to what is and then really being with that.
It's like not judging but like being with it simply?
Yeah, like it's a sense of yeah, this sense that everything is to change but also there is nothing to change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This sense. So because everything is to change but there is nothing to change, then whatever we are changing is for free, kind of, you know. I don't know if I'm making sense, but otherwise we'd be like, because there is a lot to change and things need to be changed, then I have to change. Then it's not for free. Like, I want something in exchange.
Mm-hmm.
I want, like, this pleasure of, you know, seeing that changing or blah, 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 blah. But if there is, like, if nothing needs to be changed, but still, like, change is happening, and also through these hands, then it's really clean, you know? Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
Claudia. How do you say Claudia? Claudia.
Oh.
Ball. Nose. You know, some people say ultimate reality and cosmos, what else? All this. But why to create new names if we have names for everything? I hope so. I feel like as any other talk would be like helpful for some and not helpful for some. You know. But since we agreed that these 45 minutes we will speak, then we speak. You know. Yeah, it could be. Like, what happened is, like, I had little talk prepared, and I didn't even get to the first point, which I'm very happy about. It's not, I'm not at all, like, I'm really, really happy that I didn't get to do my talk, you know. I'm really, really, totally, extremely happy about that. But... extremely happy, but you can guess how boring it was, you know. So, like in that sense, like what I feel is like, you know, different questions were there. So, just, you know, trying to, you know, because also like it feels we anyway have a view on everything, you know, but probably. You know, that view, it came always from the same voice, you know, like from, you know, is that view, like, came out of the same place where we learn in the school and everything, kind of. So many, many times we anyway have a view, but this view is really, like, closed, you know. I don't know how to say. It's really like what the general view is about this or that, you know, and about what is possible and about what is not possible and about everything, you know. So it feels like sometimes if there is some question, like hopefully authentic question, and there is like some other view that usually you don't find in the school or if you ask your parents or things like that, then that could help, you know, either to look, to start looking towards another direction, you know, or many times to actually listen that which you was your intuition, you know. But many times we have intuition, but if we don't listen the same intuition or the same word coming from another mouth, we don't give life to this intuition, you know. Like, we assume many times that this experience or this intuition, like, because we don't hear anywhere else, it feels, must be not right, you know. So this is another reason why to speak, you know. One is to point towards, and the other is to confirm that, yes, keep on, you know, like this. Yeah.
Feels like if we're listening to that place,
yeah.
If we're deep in that place, we can hear the mirror. Yeah. If we're listening from the mind,
yeah, then
I think that we could go out and look at a tree and we'll start wanting to stop this.
Yeah, yeah.
This division.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I just felt like asking.
No, it's very good. Yeah, yeah. No, it's very good. Really. You had something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that for me, not so the answers to the question could be yes or no. Like, like is there grace? You always, Ajay says yes, no. It doesn't make a difference for me that if there's an answer or not.
Yeah.
Because it seems like anywhere we can't say it. Like, it doesn't matter if you say yes or no. Like it's not about gravity anywhere. Yes or no.
Yeah, but if this is not your question, of course it doesn't matter, you know. But if this is your question, then it matters, you know.
No, but I think you...
No. If you come with a true question and I say yes or no, doesn't matter, you will be angry at me, you know. You will not be satisfied. Or that will not make any help for you, you know. You know what I mean? If it's real a question for you, it's not indifferent, you know. But, of course, if this is, if somehow, like, grace doesn't matter to you, which is okay. Like, it's no problem in that, but what I mean is, like, you know, because we are 50 people here, for some people, this is really, like, really deep question, you know? And it's important to hear about that. And for some people, like, grace or no grace really makes, like, zero difference. Like, really, like, it's no problem, like... You know,
yeah, I just have to say that the answer is so abstract that it's...
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not your experience, you know. When I was 11 years old, and I saw this film that half of the people know here, like Brother, Sun, Sister, Moon, right? I was there listening and looking this film, and let's say like we were around 40 people looking and listening this film. 239 people. That didn't make any difference in their life. Zero. They were happy because instead of maths we had film session, you know. Then some people on the back, they were like throwing little papers and this. Other was like pinching, like all this that I would be doing, it would be another film, you know. Like other ones were making noise, like, yeah, otherwise too. This game, you know, like, whatever. Everyone was in their own story. To 39 people didn't make in any difference this film, right? But to one person, like, that changed her life, okay? And it's not like that guy in the screen answered my question, you know? But that guy on the screen put words exactly to what I was feeling and longing for since way before I was born. Yeah? And that, those words made me start consciously going towards the light. So that which didn't make difference to 39 make very much difference to one, you know? Mm-hmm. And in case there is this one, I'm happy to speak. And for sure were people there that were hating this guy now playing to be monk, you know, like, you know.
Which one from him?
This, like, oh, I know, hermano, so like, brother, son, like, sister, moon. Yeah. San Francesco.
Francesco.
Ah, sí, you know. Anyway. So, he will sit quietly for a while.